Okay, everyone, welcome back. We are talking about motivation now, and specifically staying motivated during training. Now, the reason that motivation is so important is if you've looked at any of the Run M5 framework and watched any of the other videos, you know that consistency is always first, intensity is second, and duration is third. As far as when I look at the progression and as far as the importance of each thing, again, it goes consistency, intensity, duration. So the reason that motivation is so important is if you're not motivated during training, and because of this demotivation, you're missing workouts, well, now all of a sudden that negates what's really the most important thing for your training, which is that consistency. So it's really, really important to stay motivated to kind of, I always tell people, just you got to punch in, you got to punch out. It's almost like a job. It's that consistency and it's that level of getting things done consistently over time that ultimately give you big results, which is part of the reason that motivation is so key. So that's the first thing. Second up, if you are not motivated, or if you find that maybe you started out and you signed up for a race and you were really gung-ho, you either wanted to PR or you just wanted to finish something, and you were really motivated when you initially committed to it and you find that you've just fallen off track, that you've gotten demotivated, well, you have to determine why that's happening. And what I mean by this is you have to determine whether that's your body telling you something. By your body telling you something, I mean specifically in regards to overtraining. Because a lot of times, if you're suffering from a lack of motivation, that can be symbolic of you're just training your body too hard. In which case, this would fall under the metabolic side of the Run M5 framework, but it could certainly apply to any other training program you're following. But there is a huge physiological component as far as what your body is telling you and how it affects your psychology. So that's just really important to know. And then as far as just overall motivation goes and what overtraining would look like, as far as some of the things you may experience, I mean, just examples are if your sleeping is really erratic, if you find that you're usually a sound sleeper and you can sleep well throughout the night and now all of a sudden you're not sleeping very well, if you've all of a sudden lost some self-confidence, or if you have kind of apathy towards things where you just feel like everything's kind of bleh, everything's just the same, colors are less bright, things are more dull, and you're just kind of apathetic towards things. If you find that you're highly irritable and you're kind of snapping at people that you don't normally snap at, if you find that you've had fluctuations in appetite, usually this will be a suppressed appetite, but for some people it can actually be the role reversal and it can be an enhanced appetite. If you're feeling some forms of depression or anxiety, and then just, I guess, overall, above and beyond that, some of the physiological things that you might see as far as being overtrained is higher resting heart rate, which is probably one of the best things. You can see weight loss and weight gain and fluctuations there, but the simplest way, and I realize that we're talking about motivation here, and now all of a sudden I'm going off on overtraining, but it really is important to understand if this is the primary contributor to you being demotivated, it has to be addressed. So just to look at the physiological things, I'd highly recommend as you get into training that you start checking your resting heart rate. And before you've really gotten into the bulk of and deep into your training program, take your resting heart rate pretty early on and find out what that is. And do it like 3 mornings in a row or 4 mornings in a row. So you establish a baseline. Before you even get out of bed, check your resting heart rate and write that down. And then that's something you can check out later on in your training program. You can check that resting heart rate again, and you know if that is elevated any more than probably 4 to 5 beats when you wake up in the morning, something's off in your body. And your body is telling you something. It can be overtraining. It could be possibly you have an illness or sickness coming on. It could be you have an abnormal amount of stress or something going on in your life. But it's really key to look at that. And then that can be, you know, your body physiologically speaking telling you something. And then you have to just make adjustments accordingly as far as overtraining and your training program goes. Otherwise, it could potentially lead to injury. So again, there's a number of psychological factors, there are a number of physiological factors, but resting heart rate is probably the most important of those physiological things for you to look at. So I definitely recommend doing it. So with that being said, assuming that you dotted your I's and you've crossed your T's in regards to some of these different overtraining factors, the best way that I can possibly tell you to stay motivated during training is a simple acronym that I recommend to not only a lot of my athletes, but just a lot of my clients in general, because it applies across a lot of different contexts. And that's to use the simple acronym SPACE. And what SPACE stands for is it stands for sociability, progress, accountability, competition, and entertainment. And I'm going to go into each of these in a second, but this acronym really, if you look at your motivational space and you look at each of these different factors, these are all ways that will help you stay motivated for whatever it is that you want to accomplish or you want to achieve in life. When you start to waver a little bit and you start to get off track, this is something that can keep you on course and keep you motivated throughout time. The other thing I will say on SPACE is as I go through these things, chances are you're going to fall into one or two buckets a little bit more than other ones. Just again, everybody's wired a little bit differently. A couple of them will probably really resonate with you. Some of the other ones may not. But just pay attention because I think you can kind of learn from all of these as far as being able to motivate yourself. So again, to go into SPACE, the first part of it, the S, sociability. So if you are an extrovert, if you are somebody that really enjoys being around people, running in a group, running with others, you definitely want to focus on that and make that a primary focal point in your program. Do whatever you can to join up with someone else and run, join a running group, join a training group, join a track club, whatever it might be. But when you start to get demotivated, when something happens, make sure that you have that social component of it, and you have somebody else that you're able to socialize with to be able to keep you going. Now, the part of this is if you're someone listening to this and you have a desire where you really want to improve and you really want to get faster at the end of the day, yes, there's that social component part of it that's very important for motivation, but hopefully you can kill two birds with one stone and you can have that social component and you can find a training partner to get the social part, but you can also pick a training partner that is either your perfect training pace or even just a little bit faster. Someone that will pull you up and someone that will make you faster, but not someone that's so much faster than you that it's actually going to cause you to get overtrained and possibly injured because you're working too hard. So again, social component is key. Try to hopefully couple that with the social component with somebody that's your pace or just a little bit faster because you'll be getting the best of both worlds. Second part of it, progress. The P part of it. Now, progress is someone that's, if you're a numbers person out there, if you enjoy doing spreadsheets, looking at numbers, and seeing something visual, objective, and something tangible that you can look at that says, yes, I am indeed getting faster. If you kind of like, these are usually people that like to geek out over the data a little bit. You know, they take their heart rate monitor, their training computer, and they download it, and they look at all the numbers in the computer, and they're always uploading their files. This progress can be huge to motivation. And sometimes people only look at their race results in regards to motivation. And if you're not racing all that much, then that's why it can be easy to get demotivated because you don't have that many things to look at. So it's really key to, I feel like if you're following a sound training program, like some of the things that you see in the Run M5 program, and you're looking at, okay, I want to see tangible, visual, measurable, objective things from week to week that I can look at, and I can indeed say, yes, my tempo runs, I'm able to hold a better pace, or I'm able to hold the same pace at a lower heart rate, or I'm running my intervals faster, or my long runs feel easier, and I have a lower average heart rate. Whatever it might be to you, being able to see that is really going to keep you motivated throughout time. Third part of it, the A. Everybody needs this in some way, shape, or form, and that's accountability, where we all need to be held accountable. Again, same type of thing as sociability, whether it's a training group, just a training partner, a track club, running club, whatever it might be. Someone to hold you accountable, whether, again, it's a coach or any of these partners, these clubs, are very, very key. Now, sometimes, I mean, there are some people that are just, I don't know, self-accountable a little bit more than others that maybe need this just a little bit less. But by and large, everybody from time to time, because it's really easy for life to get in the way, even if you're a morning person, you love doing these things at 5:30 or 6 a.m., everybody needs to be held accountable from time to time. So really look at that and just be honest with yourself. If you've struggled to be held accountable for something in the past and you've just kind of fallen off the wagon, well, make sure that you really think about, okay, who or what is going to hold me accountable to make sure that I stay on track for this. And then the C is competition. Competition is usually, if you grew up as an athlete and if you really enjoy competing, if you just got that competitive burn, that competitive desire, where either you're always competing against yourself or you're competing against others, well, if you want to stay motivated, think of ways that you can create competition. Not only when you're racing, but create competition in your everyday training, because that's going to keep you motivated. So how can you structure, not to say that every single time you go out for a run, you've got to be trying to beat every single person, but how can you structure some friendly competitions where you go out there and again, either against someone else or whether that person is right next to you or maybe you are uploading your data to a computer and you're challenging someone that can be half the world away based on the technology in this day and age and being able to interact. But how can you structure it as something that's competitive? Again, usually this is a former athlete, or this can be kind of the type A business person as well, the person that's kind of go, go, go. But make sure you get competition involved because it'll keep you motivated as well. And then the last part, entertainment. Now, what I simply talk about with entertainment is you think about it, entertainment is basically the opposite of being bored. All right. Now, the quickest way to get demotivated and to lose your motivation for something is to find it boring. So really ask yourself at the end of the day, what is entertaining for you about running? And what I'm getting at with this is, are you somebody that if you run just to run and you just enjoy running regardless of where it is, like you can run inside on a treadmill, you can run outside on the road, you can run outside on a trail, you don't really care, you just like running. But if you're somebody that really enjoys the entertainment part of it, seeing new things, maybe having crowds around you, maybe just varying the terrain where one day's a trail run, another day's a track run, another day's a hill run, another day you're maybe out on the roads and you just want to see different scenery. Well, if you tend to get bored during your training, you're going to lose focus and kind of lose motivation that way. Well, think of ways, how can I just make it different? I always say to people, variety is the spice of life. So how can you add a little bit more variety, a little bit more entertainment into your training program that's going to help you to stay motivated? So again, to go over just that one more time, the space part of it, sociability, progress, accountability, competition, entertainment. Now, your action plan and your homework for this going forward to make sure that you stay motivated during your training program is to go and take out your mental mastery roadmap. And what I want you to do is I want you to rank each of these five things. And rank them from 1 to 5 as far as which one you think, again, everybody's a little bit different, which one you think is most important to you. And again, whatever it is, whether it's sociability, progress, accountability, competition, or entertainment, rank those. And then I want you to write down one specific strategy for each one. Even if it's the lowest one on your list, it still might come in handy someday. What is the strategy you are going to use to help enhance your motivation during your training program? Again, just to make sure that you stick to it, just to make sure you continue to move forward, just to make sure you keep up that consistency, and ultimately you see the best results from your training program. So that is your motivation in a nutshell. Now, next up, we are going to be talking about the concept of deep practice, which is basically what it's all about, because it's all about getting the maximum results in the minimum amount of time. So I'm sure you're going to be excited to hear all about that. It's really great stuff because it's the return on investment that you get from your training. So that is it for this one. Have a great day, and I will see you later.